This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Shift to allow more than 56,000 people who fled Central America to stay in the United States for several more years amounts to an unannounced departure from policy. Chief executive of Backpage.com, a website known for the sexually oriented escort advertisements it hosts, was arrested on a California warrant when his plane landed in Houston, and he was charged with conspiracy and pimping a minor after the authorities raided the company's Dallas headquarters. Juan Manuel Santos, president of Colombia, was awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize 5 days after voters rejected the peace agreement ending more than 50 years of civil war. Political arm of Planned Parenthood is beginning a $30 million effort to encourage voters to turn out for the presidential contest and for Senate races in targeted states, a giant investment that is aimed at benefiting Democrats in 2016. Booz Allen, a consulting firm that earns billions of dollars by working for American intelligence agencies, has been called the world's most profitable spy organization. News this week of an arrest in August for possible stealing of secrets could renew scrutiny of the firm's operations and more broadly the lucrative contracting business that American intelligence now relies on to run its vast global surveillance operations. Governments from more than 190 countries adopted a measure that for the first time will reduce the climate impact of international jet travel, but it won't take effect for another 5 years in 2021. Using extraordinarily vulgar language, Donald Trump boasted in a 2005 conversation about pushing himself on women, kissing and groping them, remarks that were caught on a live microphone and widely circulated after release by the Washington Post. The Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of stealing and leaking emails from the DNC, saying the disclosure was intended to interfere with the U.S. election process. Mylan, the EpiPen maker, caught in a pricing controversy, agreed to pay $465 million for overcharging Medicare without admitting wrongdoing. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.